You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Hey now, you've got issues, and your boys in the morning have answers. All we need to know is,
what's your problem?
We say fairly often how to get in touch with us, but Jeremy, can you remind people?
Yeah, man, the two biggies, mix100.com. That's our station's website. You can find our link up at the top of that page. And then find us on Facebook. We're on Facebook all morning. Just search Dom and Jeremy.
All right, this comes from Ray Lynn. And she starts out with two Z's and her boys. I like that. Hey, boys.
All right.
Wondering if I'm overreacting to something on a first date. We went to a pretty nice restaurant. He ordered steak. He has a big spender on the first date, isn't he?
Oh, wow. Okay.
She writes, the thing is, I guess he got some gristle or something in one bite and just leaned forward and spit it back onto his plate.
Oh, my goodness. Blech.
A few minutes later, he must have gotten something else unwelcome in his mouth because he reached up with his hand and pulled it out with his fingers and dropped it on his plate. I love the visual of
they
all
were not at a good steak restaurant, it sounds like.
She says, I kind of wanted to throw up watching this, but I told my brother, and he said, I'm stupid for worrying about this, that every guy does it, and to stop being so picky. I don't know if this is a question for your listeners, but I'd at least like to know if it's something you guys do at dinner. Well, thanks. She says, I love your show and have listened every day since 2009.
Wow.
Ray Lynn, we love you.
That's neat.
Let's talk about this for a
second.
Let's
talk about it, Dom.
Let's talk about the meat. What'd you call it again?
The meat misstep.
All right, the meat misstep.
Gentlemen.
What are your...
gagging on gristle.
Let me...
just that word.
Let's enumerate the possible things the gentleman could have done. Number one.
Swallow it.
Swallow it is... I was going to make that the last one.
Oh, okay.
So let's start with spit it out on the plate like he did.
Bloop. Right there under the plate.
Number two, you can reach up with your hand like he did with the other. What's she call it? The other?
Yeah.
Something unwelcome in his mouth.
Pinch it off and pull it out.
Grab it and drop it on the plate.
Yeah.
Number three, you can take your napkin and act like you're coughing or something. Put it in your napkin, but then you've got that in your lap.
Well,
four,
then you dump it on the, you do the hand where you get it with your hand and then under the floor, right?
All right, I'll make that number three, napkin number four, and okay. Then swallowing it number five, unless I'm forgetting one.
Number six, order lasagna instead.
Yeah, go back in time.
Get in your DeLorean.
And stop yourself from ordering the gristly steak.
Okay, so one, it is gross. That's gross. I mean, you, especially on a first date type situation, you don't spit that stuff out, right? You don't. You don't do that and have that sitting there on the plate and everyone's got to see it.
You know, everybody, both male and female right now, probably can also have a chuckle and relate that what if you are on a first date or you're at a business dinner, let's say, something where you have to make a good impression.
Yeah.
And the horror that you feel when you put a bite into your mouth and it is something that needs to come out.
Yes.
Okay, whether it's gristle
or a bone or
fingernail or whatever it is.
Something crunchy.
It's got to come out, and you feel that,
I swallow
do
it.
Something here.
I swallow.
You do not.
I would swallow it down, yeah, rather than spit it out or put it into a napkin. Or I mean, it's going to be, it's food. It's probably food. It's not the fingernail. It's something that'll pass.
I think what I would do, and think what I have done, is the person you're eating with is not staring at you the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to be distracted. They're going to turn and look at something. And that's when you quickly, with the napkin up to your mouth.
Yes. You got to get it into the napkin. But you know what? You can't give this guy too much crap because it comes with the territory with what he ordered. I mean, would she be mad if you ordered chicken wings and you left all the bones laying there and everything? It's like it's a steak. You kind of expect that. Maybe he should have apologized when he did it. You know,
no,
I'm so sorry.
True.
I've got a giant chunk of fat in my mouth.
Right. Or you've got to stop, you know, staring at her and look down at your plate. And the bite, you've got to really work it with your knife and fork
work
and make
it,
sure that
it.
It's.
Yeah, that is meat. You got a whole meat situation.
Yeah.
Listen, I am.
There are all sorts of steak debates, though.
There's so many steak debates. Let me tell you something that's going on in my life. And it has for years. So I don't do a lot that grosses Knick-Knack out. She's pretty used to me. The one thing that gets her, though, and she says she wants to vomit every time she sees me do this, is if I make a steak, I love me a good T-bone, Dom. But when you're done, I'm very polite. I cut all the meat, knife and fork, and da-da-da. But you are left with that T-bone there at end.
I know,
and that's where the meaty goodness is right up against that bone. And I will pick it up, and I'll gnaw the bone.
You know what?
I'll get in there, Dom. You're
going all Fred Flintstone on it, is
I
what
will.
You're doing.
And I'm like, you know what? Steaks are expensive right now. I'm getting every little bit.
Grosses
and
her
it's
out,
good.
Huh?
And she's just, she'll look at me and she's like, you disgust me right now. I want nothing to do with it. And I'll look up and I'll have like meat on, you know, on my face.
The thing
and stuff.
Is, I've thought about this before because I know what you're talking about, but you can cut with your knife really close to that bone. And if after all that, you still need to get in there.
Still gnawing the bone, man.
And get the 2 millimeter thick piece of flesh that is still attached to the
bone. There is cracks and crevices that you can't get a knife into.
Are you that person who also, when you do eat wings, you like shear every possible ounce of flesh off the bone? Have you seen those people who will put like the knob end of it in their mouth
and
work it?
We are going to be able to chop up a lot of audio from this conversation and make it sound really naughty.
This could be the could be the most X-rated conversation we've ever had. But
Yes. And it disgusts me when I look over and someone's eating the little drumstick and they just take one bite, two bite, and then they put it back on their plate and there's much meat left on it.
All right,
I hate
so that's
that.
Me.
That's
me.
Waste.
Okay, because that grosses me out, the whole shoving the whole knob of the drumstick in your mouth and getting all that gristle and...
That's where the flavor's at.
Cartilage and everything else off. That's probably one of the reasons why I'm not a wings fan. I don't like the buffalo sauce thing. But then with wings, I feel bad like I am wasting food because I don't want to go all...
I feel like that chicken, that chicken gave its life for us, you know, to keep me alive by consuming it. So I'm going to get every little... it's an honor to the chicken.
It's why I'm a breast man, Jeremy. I'm a breast man.
Right, that's true.
Cut that in your audio tape today, too. Dom's a breast man. And that's why I don't need to gnaw on those pieces like wings and drumsticks. To me, a drumstick has one bite on it. Did you know that?
No.
Yeah, really. If all drumsticks, they have a meaty one.
They have a meaty side,
There's a meaty side, and you can take that off, and then the rest.
What a waste.
I feel like a weirdo holding this little thing up to my mouth with my teeth just so I can get these little millimeters of flesh off.
It's so
I'm like, what,
good.
Are you starving?
Oh, it's an experience, Dom.
Did you just crawl out of the desert after 44 days and without a bite to eat, and now you're... medieval
it's
on
an
your
event
chicken leg?
For some reason. It's an event eating the
Probably
chicken wings
people
together.
Who go to the Renaissance Festival and do that with the turkey legs, too. Just go medieval on that because it is a medieval setting.
That is a funny situation when you are actually walking around with a piece of meat in your hand and chopping and stuff while you're eating meat.
Could you feel? To me, it doesn't feel like I'm going to medieval times. It feels like I'm going back to caveman times. You know, like we have not evolved at all.
Now that you think about that, you're like sitting
really
in a porta potty with a turkey leg in your hand.
Cut that piece of audio up.